بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، فسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us this life, and because we have this life, the heart is still pumping, the blood is flowing, the mind is intact, the heart is all intact. That is why we are sitting here right now. Allah is the controller, Allah is the owner, Allah is the maker, Allah is the disposer. Allah has given us the ability right now to come to the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These feet don't walk on their own, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead. Hands don't move on their own, the eyes cannot see, the tongue cannot move, the ears cannot hear, without the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sometimes we find the ears gets blocked, we can't hear anything right now, we can feel the pain, the pressure is there. It's only by the will of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Grandeur belongs to Allah, azma belongs to Allah, kingdom belongs to Allah, our lives belong to Allah. And Allah made everything in this world for a purpose. And everything has to fulfill the purpose Allah Ta'ala made it for. Even the animal kingdom, the animals in the jungle, they even understand, they know also. Although their intelligence is deficient, their intelligence is less than insan and humans. But even they know the purpose of their existence. And they are fulfilling it. Whether it be the worms, whether it be the creatures, they know the purpose of their existence, they are fulfilling it. The cow, the animals, the snake. They even understand what Allah Ta'ala made them for. They fulfilling the purpose of life as Allah Ta'ala has planned for them. You haven't heard any time that a certain animal drinks something haram. Whatever is halal for it is eating. You haven't seen any time now a lion eating grass. We say, "Bahut bimar hai." The lion is very sick. The diet has changed. It knows, "Main ghost wala hun. I have to eat meat." That's a lion. I haven't seen a sheep now eating meat. Its diet it knows. So fulfilling its purpose of life. But when it comes to insan, you and I, Allah Ta'ala has given us the pinnacle of intelligence. Allah Ta'ala has made us the pinnacle of His creation. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the highest purpose of life. The highest purpose of life is to win and to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything. The creator of my life, the one that designed me, the one that planned me, the one that designed me, the one that did the engineering of the brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made me. And Allah ta'ala made this mind, Allah ta'ala made this brain, Allah ta'ala made this heart for His pleasure, to think about Him, to remember Him. Allah ta'ala gave me this life to earn His pleasure. Allah gave me this life to work for Jannah. Allah Ta'ala gave me this life to become His true obedient servant and slave, so Allah can shower His mercies upon me. Allah doesn't have to keep His mercies by Him. Allah has no need for His own mercy. Unlike I, myself, I make money, but I want to keep it. I'm more happy keeping it. I see the figures. Allah Ta'ala has a treasury, belongs to Him. Doesn't give Allah Ta'ala pleasure in holding back. Allah Ta'ala takes pleasure in giving. Allah says, "I am generous. I am Jawwad. I give. I am Kareem. I give without asking also." Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala distributes. Allah is the one, Al-Mu'ati. Allah is the one that gives. Allah Ta'ala wants to see, I've given insan this life, so that with this life that I have given him, with every breath of his, every step of his, he earns my pleasure. He makes me happy. Whatever he does, he's doing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah. The beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will emulate the beloved of Allah, will also become the beloveds of Allah. When we become the beloved of Allah, we see the rose is beloved to everyone. Who doesn't love a rose? And that rose, when a person purchases and buys a rose for his beloved, be it his wife, some family member, with that rose now will come thorns. But then too he'll pay the price even for the thorns also. He'll take it home, put it in the best of vases, put cool water in there. As long as the thorn is attached to the rose, the thorn fetches the price of the rose also. The rose of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the thorns. We stay attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll enjoy that also. What Allah ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah gave the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, because they were attached all the time. Their hearts were there, they knew the direction of their life, where we are going to, what we have to do. Before I reach my qabr, before I reach my grave, I have to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is iman? This is iman. Iman is between hope and fear. That I have hope, Allah will become happy with me. I am fearful, I don't break the command of Allah. How careful a person is, how careful the husband is, how careful the wife is. I don't displease my husband. When she makes that meal for him that he enjoys, he tells her, tonight we'll have a nice supper tonight. What do you want to eat? And he gives her the entire menu. And he comes in the night, and now she spreads out the dastarkhan. And we know the wife, how loyal she is, how she display the food, how she serve it to him. And she'll eat last. She wants to see now whether he's enjoying the food or not. But the husband is so busy eating, he forgets to read Bismillah also, forgets to thank the wife also, and she's waiting. But he forgets, he's enjoying the meal. And asking, you read Bismillah? Gee, I think I read it. He said, where you read it? I have it in my heart. Bismillah is in my heart. Love for my wife is in the heart. So we tell the brother, they eat with your heart also. Eat with your heart also. He said, no, I'm going to eat with my mouth. So say Bismillah loudly. Tell the wife to appreciate it. The way you took out the time, alhamdulillah, all this. You prepared for me for that meal at night. Do it in the sunnah way, Allah becomes happy. Make the wife happy. Make Allah tabarak wa ta'ala happy. So Allah ta'ala gave us his life so that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama explain and they say that to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bohot asan kam hai. To please Allah is very happy. To please insan, very difficult. To understand insan, very difficult. Insan is very complex, very sensitive, very intricate. We know sometimes, we want to ask the father, ask the wife, ask the children, sometimes the wife will ask the husband also something. Children want something, and the mother tells the children, hold on, just check the mood first, whether the mood is alright. Allah has no moods, subhanallah. Allah is pure of all moods. Ask anytime you want. Allah says, I'm waiting for you, become mine. But I want to give my heart to the wife, I want to give my heart to the car, I want to give my heart to the business. And we see from where we're not getting kicks right now. How much we plan for the day? This staff is giving problem. That delivery didn't come as yet. When it comes to the car, brand new car, under warranty, we say something happened to it now. There's a problem, lights came on, just phone now, send it back, we send it back now for some service. And what they say? Warranty just expired. Inna lillahi. We told you 5 years, 100,000. Already 100,000 is up. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there's no 100,000. There's no 5 years expiry. Warranty is over. Your du'as are going to be rejected. Allah says, please me every day. Du'as are accepted. Bring sunnah in your life. Du'as are accepted. One thing to please Allah is so simple. When it comes to building my dunya, is so difficult. We know just to put up a small room. Leave the small room. Just to do the bathroom only. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How much of work? Plumber, leave the plumber, now we need even electrician. And then we need also the builder, just to make one bathroom only. And now the bathroom is done, wife will say, well, what about the bedroom now? And just to build one house, we know what a headache it is. How many years plan? Allah says to build a palace in Jannah is more easy. Easier than building a house, to build one room. One subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, one durood sharif. 12 sunnats for the day. How simple. 12 sunnats for the day. How heavy is that? Is that 50 kilos? Is that 80 kilos? You don't have to go to the gym to read 12 rakat sunnat. But you are doing it. You don't have to run 8 kilometers a day or run 50 kilometers a day. But to go cycling also, 12 rakat sunnat doesn't need any training. It's so simple. I got my 2 rakat sunnat before Fajr Salah. I need 4 rakats before Zuhur. 2 rakats after Zuhur. 2 rakats after Maghrib. And 2 rakats after Isha. How simple is that? Nabi Ali Salatu wa Salam said, 12 rakats sunnah for the day, Allah will build for you a palace in Jannah. Built by who? Who's the designer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will build it for you. Allah will furnish it for you. Walk in. No need to match everything. To get the curtains done, to get the bedding done, to get the duvet matching. Allah says, I'll design it for you. Give me 12 rakats a day only. And Allah says, your job is done. One subhanallah, Allah is saying, leave one botanical garden or one park that you're going to go pay to go see some animals. and to see what is happening over there. Allah says, one subhanallah, one three jannati for you. Tasbih Fatimi after every salah, 33 times subhanallah. And how to read it also. Like how we eat. We don't just gobble away. Even the child is gobbling away, we tell him, better eat slowly. Father and son for a da'wat. And the son is, after every meal, he's drinking a glass of water. After every luqma, every time he has something, one glass of water. Father gave him one shot. He said, better, why are you drinking so much of water? Eat the meal, is free food. He said, no, I'm pushing the food down. I'm pushing the food down so I can have more, free. Ya Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, he's saying, free. Subhanallah, how do you say subhanallah? Take your time and enjoy it. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ya Allah, you are pure. You are free of faults, O my Allah. Ya Allah, by saying to Allah, Ya Allah, you are free of faults, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you free of all your faults. You say, Allah, you are pure, Allah ta'ala will make you. Allah doesn't need our purity. Allah doesn't need my subhanallah. Allah says, you read it, you become pure. Your akhlaq becomes pure. Your tongue becomes pure. Your nazar and gaze becomes pure. Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah from the bottom of the heart. Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to my Allah. How we want everything of dunya must be five star. When Ali was giving a bayan, get our tajweed right. Get my surah Fatiha right. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. I haven't learned still. I'm saying Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. So he said, get your tajweed right. Nobody likes B class, five star, first class. One youngster from the bayan went to the sheikh. And he says, you're talking about all this A class. I'm happy with B class also. So father heard, the father came, better don't speak lies. When you wanted to get married, you didn't want B class girl, you want A class. You wanted furniture also for your new house, you didn't want second hand, you want new. So my Quran Sharif also, my taqwa also, my subhanallah, my alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. How we say Allahu, Allahu Akbar? There's no wow, the Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How I say takbir in salah? Say it correctly, Ya Allah, you are great. This belongs to you. I'm going to say Alhamdulillah, Allah, I'm saying Allah, all praise belongs to you. Allah Ta'ala will put your praise in the tongues of the makhluk and the creation. What a man he is, subhanAllah. Look at his akhlaq, look at his character, look at his salah. Allah will make you praiseworthy. I'm praising Allah, Allah will give me those sifat and qualities. I say Allahu Akbar, the greatest belongs to Allah. Allah will put your greatness in the hearts of the makhluk. And Allah will put your humility in your heart. But Ya Allah, I am small. Allah will make you big. So Allah Ta'ala gave us His life. To make our jannat is very easy. And to make Allah Ta'ala happy is very simple. We know when it comes to making their wife happy, but how difficult it is. We don't know now whether she's happy, what will be the mood like when I go after Jumu'ah Salah. We don't know how the weather will be at home. Weather outside, we know you're constant. We got the weatherman, he will tell us now for the next 3-4 days. If only we ask somebody to tell us about the wife like that. For the next 5 days, alhamdulillah, everything will be fine. We don't know. To please the wife, how difficult. The wife is also, my husband was so much nakhras in him. One day he wants cool tea, iced tea, next day he wants it boiling tea. Then he wants the milk tea, then he wants it like that. Do not how to please him. We know our moods how it is. But to please Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, is so simple. Sometimes we have a dispute with the wife also. And everything cools down, everything now we make sorry, we make maafi. But then we don't know now, she said, I'll make maaf. I'll forgive but I won't forget. Allah says with me, I will forgive and I will forget. So simple to make Allah happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very simple. Our life is simple. We've made it difficult. We've made all the effort now to understand insan. And we still can't understand insan. The youngster nowadays, unfortunately, we find he wants to get married. He goes to see a girl. I saw the girl, okay. But Manana, I want to see her second time. Then after that, maybe a third time, she say must come again also. We just need to chat a bit. We need to get to know one another a bit. Maybe 2 months, 3 months. Just give us a chance only. We just need to make ourselves familiar with one another. But yeah, you know this is not right, it's haram, you can't speak to her. But I just need to get to know before I commit myself. We say better to understand insan is not so easy. In 2-3 months or even 2-3 meetings, you won't get to know her. Better I'm married 25 years, I still don't know my wife. I'm still getting to know her. But to understand Allah, there's no example to Allah. Aris mazi Allah, I'm sorry, Allah make maaf. Immediately Allah says, forgiven and forgotten. So easy to make Allah happy. So easy to understand my Allah. So easy to have the ma'rifat of my Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Simple things you say. Obey Allah with sunnat way. With drinking water also. When's the last time after drinking water I read the sunnat dua? I forgot. I'm drinking. When there's no water, then I have. Then I want to open a group. Now we're taking now the local councillor to task. Where is he now? Who's ward? Who's the councillor in the ward? Now we're going to take him now. How come there's potholes here? There's no water right now. The water is not coming through. There's no light also. What's the problem? But did I mean shukr to Allah? They say Allah shukr to you. How did I mean shukr to Allah? The glass of water I drink. Did I say Alhamdulillah alladhi saqani adban faratan li rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhun ujadun bi dhunubina? We heard so long dua. They say, Mala, the dua is so long. How many liters of water are we drinking in a day? Doctor says you got to drink one half jojo tank, carrying in the car. So big bottles right now. If only with that dua every day, we become the beloveds of Allah. So many times in a day we're drinking water. So much we drink 8 liters of water, 5 liters of water a day. If we read this dua so many times in a day, we become the beloveds of Allah. There's no time to talk anything else. After every call, one sip of water, read the dua. Say Alhamdulillah. Read the sunnah dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. How easy to please Allah. Allah says, he's so busy, but he didn't forget dua. You got another call coming up again now. What am I just going to read my dua? I drink water right now. Subhanallah. He read the full dua. All praise to Allah. Who didn't make this water bitter and sour. Allah Ta'ala made it sweet for me. In spite of all my gunas and sins, ya Allah, he didn't make the waters. Look at our brothers, our friends in Gaza, my dear brothers. What water they had to drink. They're praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We're forgetting. So many ni'mats and bounties and joy is pouring upon me. Allah is kareem. Allah is kind. Allah Ta'ala gives even those that don't believe in Allah through His quality of kareem. Even those that abuse Allah, swear at Allah, don't believe in Allah, Allah gives them also. Those that criticize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah is giving them also. Allah is giving us without any limits. Allah is giving us. For us to thank, to recognize Allah, how this iman is going to come into my heart. We see all the fitnas around us that is calling away from Allah. It's calling away from Allah, how for me to preserve my iman, my children, my progeny. Right now the concern, Allah give us this life to make our akhirat. But I'm using my life to make my dunya only. My plans right now are beyond my moat also. My plans right now for my dunya are beyond my moat also. How many of us sat at home with the wife? Oh my wife, oh my children, sit down. What are we short of? What don't look at those above. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, look at those below you. When it comes to dunya, look at those below you. Today we tell the parents and ourselves also, on the weekends, don't go to the up market places. Take the children to the low market places. Look at them, how they have to carry water. They don't have lights in their home. My children are fighting in the car for the window seat. They don't even have windows. They don't have cars also. Take them to those areas. For Jama'a Sagundiya, for Gush, they walk in these areas. They're meeting these people over here. See how they are living. Say shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you. What a house we have. Hot water we have. All the bounties we have. Go and take a drive in those areas. Here we're getting influenced by the influences that we have to eat here. We have to do this. Take our kids and go to those areas. When it comes to deen, look at those above us. How we can reach them. So the fitnas around there right now are calling us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to preserve my iman? Sit down with the family, sit down with the wife, sit down with the children. And really ask them from the bottom of our hearts, that, oh my wife, have you made the niyat of your life? She'll ask, what you mean? What are you here right now? We're not going to be forever together. Have you made the niyat and the intention of where your life must end up? Have you made the intention of your life? What's the intention of my life, my husband? That you should please Allah, I have to please Allah. Qiyamah's day I can't hold your hand. Qiyamah's day I can't open door for you. You'll be on your own. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, oh Fatima, Qiyamah's day even I can't save you. Qiyamah's day even I can't save you. It'll be your own iman, your own amal, even though you are Fatima bint Muhammad. Fatima, the beloved daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Qiyamah's day even I can't save you. Allah will give me Jannat also through His Rahmat. Oh my beloved father, the Rahmat of Allah, yes, not through my A'mal. It's only the Rahmat of Allah. Oh my wife, what is the intention of your life? If we ask him right now what intention you have, we say we need to update the kitchen soon. I'm talking about that. update the bedroom. Yes, we'll do it for you. But how many of us sat with the wife and told, Alhamdulillah, the room you wanted, we got it for you. The bathroom you wanted, and the kitchen you wanted, everything else. Now let's design your qabr for you. Let me design your qabr for you. Oh, my beloved wife, you go in the qabr. I give you a beautiful room, a beautiful bed. We did the curtains as you want. You want to press button, it opens, Alhamdulillah. We have the aircon, whatever you want. Everything is done. But if I haven't planned your qabr for you, I have one of my beloved daughter, you wanted this color in the room, that color paint, this type of lighting, done, Alhamdulillah. But oh my daughter, if you go in the qabr tomorrow, and as a father, I did fulfill my responsibility of worrying about your iman and about your qabr, you can go in the qabr tomorrow, and there's no bed for you over there. There's no lights for you over there, it's only plain sand. You can shout and you can call your father and Abba, I'll be sleeping that night. I won't even hear you also. Qiyamah's day, then you're going to catch me by the hand and say, my father didn't teach me. My wife will say, my husband didn't tell me. He never spoke about qabr. When he spoke about death, then we said, don't speak about maut. As if Malakul Maut is going to come now. He'll come on his time. We have to speak about it. Oh, my wife, what's the intention of your life? What's our plan? When we go from here, what's going to happen to the children? My fear is right now is what they're going to eat. The reality, my dear brothers, whatever I'm eating right now, whatever I'm enjoying right now for dunya, is it in proportion to the effort I'm making? Never. Look at the effort I'm making of dunya. How many hours in a day? 7-8 hours? And how much Allah is giving? Is that proportionate? I'm hardly making a real effort, and how much Allah is feeding? Looking at any of my Yassar Khan, who has short food right now? Alhamdulillah. We are looking what we don't have. We're living in the fear of poverty in case I don't have right now what I want. So the question right now is, I have enough, Alhamdulillah, to bless my family, to bless my progenies and children also. But I'm still have this fear that, oh my son, that what will you do with your life? What will happen ahead? We ask the father, 18 years of your daughter's life, does she have any degree? Does she open any shop? My son also 18 years, where he eats from? My sister Khan. Allah can't feed like that. Now after 18 years, Allah is going to throw him away. For 18 years, Allah Ta'ala provided via the father. Allah Ta'ala made the means over there. Now after 18 years, as if Allah is not there. Allah will still provide. What is the concern right now? That iman that I have right now is strong enough to pull me through my sakarat. Enough for me to buy my jannat. That I haven't spoken about. That I'm not concerned. What you call wishful thinking. It will happen. But dunya, we don't say it will happen, we say, I have to make it happen. My deen, I have to make it happen. I have to make that effort. The way I invest in my qabr, in my akhirat, that I have that amount of iman, at the time of maut, when shaitan will make all out effort at that moment, to take away my iman. Whether my iman is so strong enough. Now is the time, every moment we have to make our iman. To make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give me so much barakat. We say, Ya Allah, give me barakat. We say, what is barakat? Myself, when I make dua, Allah, give me barakat. I only think of rands and dollars, ulus, barakat. When Allah make dua for barakat, I say, Ahmed Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our senior elders, who was Amir of Saudi Arabia, the effort of da'wah and tabligh. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with Jannat al-Baqi also. Somebody invited him, Hazrat, please come home for meals. Please come, please come. He said, why you need to come to your house for meals? You want barakat in your home? He says, yes, Hazrat. He says, bring sunnahs in your house, Allah will give you barakat. And take out the shaitan from the house. Bring the sunnahs in your home, Allah will give you a jannati home. By me coming to your home, won't bring barakat. Bring the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your life, in your home, Allah Ta'ala will make your home a jannati home. Then the barakat will come in your home. How to have this iman? Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this fikr and concern. What will happen to them the last moment when they're leaving this world? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what level of iman? Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, if there had to be a Nabi after me, it would be Umar radiallahu anhu. But Umar would say, if on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala announces that all the people are going to Jannat, one is going to Jahannam, say, I guarantee you that one going to Jahannam will be me. If Allah is saying, all the way to Jahannam, only one way to Jannat, I have confidence, I will not be that one person. He had this concern in his heart. At the time of his mort, he tells his son Abdullah, put my head on the ground, the sand. And he turns towards the wall and he begins to cry. That Umar, what will happen to you if Allah doesn't forgive you? What will happen to you if Allah doesn't forgive you? Myself, I wishful thing, Allah will forgive me. I'm advanced Jannati already. I've already got my ticket to Jannat. I got my ticket to Jannat because Allah Ta'ala gave me my dunya. Alhamdulillah, I'm already going. Allah Ta'ala give us Jannat like that. But we have to make those miles before we reach that. Before we reach there, Qiyamah day Allah will have also. Under His Arsh, Allah will call those that had the A'mal, had the Iman, had the Tahajjud. They had this A'mal in their life. Akhlaq will be the witnessing of the day of Qiyamah, of the Iman. I made my miles. Allah will say, you made your miles, you got your status, diamond status, whatever status, I'll come into my storage. Come into under my Arsh, where, mashallah, the food will be laid out. The Khadims will be there. And then Allah Ta'ala will have, as my Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, that then on the day of Qiyamah, as we understand it, Allah will say, now you have your store lounge, you made the miles, you got your status, now your A380 is waiting for you. Here you control your eyes from all the haram stewards in the plane. Allah said, now you can look how much all the hurus are for you now. My banda, now you can board. You the captain, you the pilot, and you, everything is for you. And your Jannat is waiting for you. Now go. Go and enjoy yourself. But I got to make my miles over here. How to make my miles? How to get my miles? We understand how much now we got to buy miles. We got to make a plan. We have to do the upgrade. We got to do the upgrade for Jannat now. To get my day of Qiyamah under the Arsh of Allah, I got to make the miles now. I got to make my status now. How do I do it? Protect my Iman. What this Allah Ta'ala has given us is beautiful environment of Deen, Da'awat, Ta'lim, Ta'allum, Zikr, Ibadah. All these are Amal of Deen. We know Ijtima is around the corner, 9th, 10th, 11th of August. What is the Ijtima about? The Ijtima is not now for just one grouping of people. What is the purpose of this Ijtima? For this you have to go back in time to understand what Ijtima is about. Madinatul Munawwara, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of Hidayat, the city of generosity, the city of gifting, the city of beauty and muhabbat and welcome. Khalid bin Walid had blood on his hands of 70 sahaba. Khalid who was invited, Khalid come, even you will be overlooked. Even you will be blessed, even you will get Hidayat. Wahshi came. With the blood of Hamza radiallahu anhu, Nabi of Allah cried, Wahshi, you come also to Medina Munawwara, even your heart will change. Who and who didn't get Hidayat? Giants of Kufr came. Giants of Kufr came with Kufr in their heart. Whether it was Umair, whether it was Suhaib, Mashwara's been made here in the Haram of Makkah, Makarramah, two Mushrikeen sitting together. And they make a Mashwara. One says to the other, why don't you go to Medina Munawwara? And assassinate him, na'uzu billah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put him away. So we are relieved. He said, I can't go. I have debts on my head. I have a family behind me. So I'll take care of them. Go prepare yourself. From there he leaves immediately. And he tells a blacksmith to sharpen his sword. And also put poison on it. Hides it in his cloak. Goes to Madinatul Munawwara, spends a few days over there, but the environment of Madina Munawwara, subhanAllah. What was happening there? One was the Zaad and the being of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Amal, Da'awat. We were talking about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There was Ta'aleem taking place in the masjid. There was talks of Deen taking place in the masjid. Sahaba Ikram were learning Quran, making the Dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then there was Zikr and Ibadat. Ibadat was taking place, khidmat was taking place. Sahaba Ikram were taking people home to teach them and to feed them. 80 people at a time. 10 people come in, they partake of the meat, you leave. Next 10 people. Like this was the environment of Madina Munawwara. This person comes, giant of kufr in his heart. With a poisonous dagger with him to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And slowly he comes. And at that time also his son was a captive of the Muslims in Madina Munawwara. The Umar sees him at the entrance of the masjid. He's tying his conveyance. As Umar says to the people sitting around, you having majlis, he said, the shaitan has come. Khabees has come. He says, this is the shaitan of the Quraysh. He has come. He walks up to him. What have you come for? I come to talk to the Nabi of Allah about my son. He tells the Ansar, just look after him. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain person has come. He said, let him in. So Umar bin Khattab says to the Ansari, also go inside and just sit around him. He mustn't try any tricks of his. So he enters. What have you come for? I've come about for my son. Really, if you come for that, say only for that, and nothing else, nothing else. The Nabi of Allah tells him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the mushwara of the Haram of Makkah? What about the mushwara of the Haram of Makkah? He gets a shock of his life. That dagger, poisonous dagger that you're carrying on yourself right now. You say, oh Muhammad, you can only know about this through wahi, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. He came to kill Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The environment was made, he went back with iman. He went back with iman. O Nabi of Allah, permit me to go back to Makkah Mukarramah as I used to hurt your Sahaba. Let me go back to discipline the mushrikeen there. I will give them da'wat also. Go back. So like this, my dear, the environment was made. Ishtima is to create this environment. Where Allah has been spoken about, ta'lim is taking place, learning and teaching is taking place, zikr, ibadat is taking place, khidmat is taking place. Subhanallah, we need to ishtima's. We know security problem. They were sleeping in the open, in the tent. And how secure are we feeling? We've been fed also. We've been taught about deen also. Whose heart will change? We don't know. Therefore, this ishtima, my dear brother, is not only for those that want to change their life. Those that don't want to change, we also go there. Ya Allah, with this desire in the heart, Ya Allah, make my life. Make my jannat now, Ya Allah. You become like the need of my life. Tell my wife also, you are my saath, you are my companion in, here in this world and in jannat also. Ye saath, you see, dunya mein, saath jamaat mein, aur akhirat mein, saath jannat mein. That here we move in jamaat also, then in jannat also we move together. So for this, my dear brothers, we make our intention, inshallah, for few hours in the path of Allah. And when it comes to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we give Allah time, Allah will pay us in His khazana. Allah will make our jannat, inshallah. So we'll make niyat, inshallah. 9th, 10th, 11th, ishtima will take place. We'll spend time over there with open heart. We don't know how the heart will change. Then we go to Madinah Munawwara. See, the environment of Madinah Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala make our homes with that environment, where there's talks of deen taking place. Ta'alim, ta'allum is taking, learning and teaching. Dhikra, ibadat of Allah, khidmat is taking place. So we know this, thy rising, put in our calendar, that I will take my friends, take my family members, spend some time in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And as the last point, ulama say, that Allah Ta'ala bless us with homes, the spiritual zakat. The spiritual zakat of the home Allah has given me. And I want to keep my house safe also. He say, give up my bedroom and my bed and my house for a few days to sleep in the house of Allah. Go and sleep on the sleeping bag. Ya Allah, I give up my bed for you. I give up my room, Ya Allah, to go sleep in the ishtima. Allah will keep your home abad. Allah will keep your home secure. Allah will keep it in your progeny to go to duty for the sake of Allah. Allah will give us a future.